My name is Jamie Atkinson, founder of podcastclosing.com, and this show is built for 6 and 7 figure entrepreneurs with podcasts who are looking to grow and scale their customer acquisition using that show. If you're a 6 or 7 figure entrepreneur with a podcast and you want to get featured on this show to talk about your own podcast journey, go to top100interview.com. Now over to your glamorous host, Brittany Chaterbuck, and don't forget to subscribe for daily interview content.
McGenna, you are such an inspiration. I want to talk a little bit, start today's episode off with a little bit of your journey. I mean, today you're an entrepreneur, global focus connector, you know, you are a matchmaker, associate producer, best-selling author. These are just to name a little bit. You're an investor as well. Now, you came from immigrating to the States. So you had a lot of adversity and challenges, I'm sure, to get to where you are today. What was this like for you? What did you do? What mindset did you have in order to get to the place you are of this success and, you know, being happy in life and doing well in life? What did this look like to you?
Oh my goodness. Hi, Brittany. So good to be on your show. Thank you for having me. I was born and raised in Albania in a very small town, moved to New York City over 20 years ago from Albania to the Bronx, a complete culture shock.
Right.
And having no legal status and did not speak English, ended up working 3 jobs, Monday through Sunday with no days off. Started college at age 24 because I couldn't pass the English exam. Clearly, I couldn't speak English. How am I going to pass the exam? Math is easy to pass because it's a universal language. And then I started working some more. And then finally, I started college, graduating 3 years with economics degree.
Congrats.
Thank you. And then a minor in history, minor in Italian, speak 5 languages. I still couldn't find a job in the financial industry. So I end up working as a human resources recruiter for a real estate services company in Manhattan, New York City, while I am waiting tables every night at a very high-end restaurant. So pretty much I'm wearing a uniform every night and a suit every morning. And then when I became a supervisor managing this commercial spaces in New York, I then started to wear a uniform every lunch, serving tables as a captain at this high-end restaurant in New York City, and wearing a suit every night as a project manager, supervisor for different locations. So then a little bit later, exactly a year later, I was promoted to be the project manager of Goldman Sachs, the global headquarters, where I now am no longer able to serve tables because a lot of my time is required in the building. I have 120 plus employees. So now I'm working again Monday through Sunday, but it's just in one location. And for anyone who hasn't visited Goldman Sachs, you have to. It's like 2.1 million square foot of space, 10,000 tenants. This is pre-COVID, post-COVID, I'm not sure how many. And talk about a big city inside Manhattan, like you had everything there, everything. And did that for a couple of years, then became a project manager for Hearst Corporation, another multi-billion dollar company. Then from there, I started managing about 20 million square foot of space in the Class A commercial space, client retention, business development. And then I was a director of business development for a billion-dollar company based out of San Francisco, looking to grow the presence in New York, in the tri-state area. I'm this immigrant thinking that, wow, I made it. I'm now making 6 figures. I get to wear a suit. I get to volunteer for St. Jude's Children's Hospital through the Kids for Kids wing here in New York City. I was the volunteer of the year during COVID for Kids for Kids. We raised millions of dollars on a yearly basis. I have lots of friends. I'm in Manhattan, my God. And yet I felt that something huge was missing.
There was a void.
I felt so empty. And one day I wake up, this is like towards the end of 2021. I ran a self-analysis. I asked myself, what have we accomplished? Our meaning myself and I, right? My 20-year anniversary was about to approach of being in this country. What do I have to show for? Like, let's bring to the table all the accomplishments that I have been able to earn through hard work. And I wasn't very happy with the list. I looked at the bank account. I was not happy with it. I looked at the heart account. I was not happy with it. Mind account, absolutely not happy with it. And I realized that I wasn't happy in a job where I felt very limited. And I knew that I was supposed to give life to a lot of the dreams that I came here with from my country. But because I couldn't pursue them or have them, rather, as my friend Glenn Morshauer says, you don't pursue your dreams, you have them. And that's when I decided that I was going to make a change. And until I changed, nothing was going to change. So I end up at a Grant Cardone Real Estate Summit in December 2021. And after hearing a lot of the success stories and feeling more and more disappointed at how little I have accomplished in 20 years, how much I had disappointed my parents through my accomplishments because I had not much to show for. Maybe I was being too hard on myself or not, but I knew that I was being 100% honest with myself. And pretty much I resigned my six-figure job that weekend, joined the real estate club, made a huge investment. And starting January 1st, 2022, I had no income. I didn't know where the money was going to come from outside of my savings account. And I live with my beautiful parents and my awesome brother. So there's a lot of support. We are one strong unit. So the support of my family has been the driving force for me to begin the journey of becoming an entrepreneur without even knowing. I learned a lot about multifamily. I hung out with Grant Cardone on a weekly basis on Zooms with 500-600 people because I became part of the club. I made a huge investment to be part of the club, right? You got to pay to play. Mm. So I invested in myself. And then towards the end of 2022, I decided to sign up for the licensee program and become a partner of Grant Cardone as a certified business trainer, coach, and mentor, because I realized that I've been a mentor all my life, only that I've never had a paid client, because I've been mentoring since I can remember speaking. You know, in Albania, we had a restaurant. My dad is a carpenter. So I've always had around me the parents that were entrepreneurs. I mean, why am I working for a company when my parents in a very tiny town were able to do that? And I'm in the capital of the world, literally, and I am pretty much gifting my freedom to a company. I am giving them permission to decide when I celebrate my cousin's wedding in Albania and when I don't, because I can go in January or I can go to Albania in December. And all these things were the driving force for me to stop what I was doing, or rather pause what I was doing, and completely shift. And I started to show up in a lot more networking events, invested in myself, and connected with thousands of people. And I always say that I've never felt wealthier to this day. And I get wealthier by the second, because I measure wealth by the number of people that I meet, that I connect with. And this is now a year where I went from working for a company to opening my own consulting company called Eagles MA. I am a global focus connector, business matchmaker, an associate producer, a TV host for the red carpet. I now speak on stages to inspire others. I am in 5 book collaborations, 3 are called Powerful Female Immigrants. And my project called Real Women in Real Estate launched August 1st. And I brought together 31 women to share our real estate journeys, because we are passive and active investors. And then we're doctors, we're lawyers, and so many other amazing things. And I love building community. And this is only the beginning. And I feel like this is what started it for me, that self-analysis, running a download of my accomplishments in the United States since I've moved here in 2003, fast forward 2021, and wanted to celebrate my 20th anniversary in this country, 2 decades of working very hard, by at least saying, at least Migena gave life to some of her many dreams. And I've always wanted to be on TV, and I end up on TV. I've always wanted to write books, and I have 5 books. So within 1 year of resigning my 6-figure job, I pretty much went from working for a company to being a passive and active investor in thousands of units throughout the country in multifamily, help a lot of my friends start their journey of investing through a soft entry, as I call it, soft commitment. I have a mentorship program. I now bring business owners and investors on our TV show platform called America's Real Deal. So I am in the business of growth and opportunity. I love inspiring. I love speaking on stages. I love meeting people. And I love pretty much connecting, collaborating, and creating opportunities. And it started with a very simple step. I made a decision that I was going to do this and I was going to show up for myself. And literally, that's all it took.
Wow. This is an inspirational story. Like, even after immigrating and not, you know, knowing English, like how hard that could be for you in general, never mind such shifts in careers, like from corporate to being an entrepreneur, and everything that you have created for yourself is huge, you know. So for those listening, like facing challenging times, just even for a second, put your, you know, if Migena can do it,
so can
after
you.
After even being an immigrant and not knowing English, and, you know, reaching those high levels in CEO position or in corporate positions and everything like that, and then still starting over with nothing but savings, and starting businesses and, you know, working at the red carpet and all that, being a host of a TV show with all the adversity and challenges thrown her way, she can do it. You can do anything.
I absolutely believe that. I was on a radio show recently. I was invited, and that was another dream of mine. I always envisioned being on a radio show, and that also happened for me. And when I was asked, like, what would you say to anyone in America that's listening to you, not just the immigrants, but in general? And I'm a big believer that, you know, for anyone in the United States, especially for immigrants, one, I never felt an immigrant in this country. And that's a priceless feeling. And two, America never asks us to fit in. America asks us to stand out. And
that's huge.
And why not? And the question is, why not? Because all we're making up are excuses. And it starts with me, because I was that person. Because someone can look back and say, but, oh, so you woke up. Well, we can go back by saying that I had no legal status, so I couldn't go to college. And then I received the legal status, but then I couldn't speak the language. But then we had over $60,000 in debt. I was wearing my mother's shoes to go to work as a hostess in a diner 2 hours away from home, back and forth, working 16 hours a day, Monday through Sunday, with no days off for 3-4 years, because I had different priorities. Waited 14 years for my brother to unite with me and my parents. So supporting him back home and us here. And when dad moved here later, he made $60 a day. We couldn't even pay rent. We were sleeping on mattresses that people gifted us. We lived on cereal for 3 years. Mm-hmm. And then when you finally get into that job as a waitress and you make a little bit more money, you don't want to let go of that because you worked so hard. So you're not thinking, oh, I want to be on TV. Like, that's a selfish thought when you go through the other pains that you have to mm-hmm. overcome. And then you now remove yourself from the restaurant business and you make a career in the corporate. Oh, but I'm only here 1 year. Who would? And then you start, of course, convincing yourself that you're not good enough, strong enough, beautiful enough, confident enough to be worthy for someone to consider you for that microphone, for that stage, for that book, like your story doesn't matter. And let me tell you something. People only fill out paperwork. We create opportunities and we create flexibility.
Right.
And we create our story and we write our story. And this is why, have I started late? Maybe or maybe not. That I will never know. But what I know for a fact is that I started.
Exactly.
And I'm not stopping. So for anyone out there who is still self-doubting or doubting themselves and their abilities, I am here to share. And if this is the only takeaway from our conversation today with beautiful Brittany, she's gorgeous for anyone who hasn't seen her.
Thank you, my dear.
You need to rely on your own strengths, and you will figure out that the more you realize how strong you are, the stronger you will be. And the rest just happens by magic, but you have to make the first step. I'm in the Bronx. Not once that door knocked and said, hey, we're here because we found out that you exist. I got up, dressed up, showed up and told the world, hey, I exist. Would you like to meet and talk or not? But I'm here. So
you put yourself out there. You really did. You weren't waiting for someone to come find you and save you.
No, no, that's a fact.
You're a go-getter. Yes. And I love this. And one thing I have to say is, even though you did, from what I see, you achieved such huge successes. I truly see that. But you weren't stopping there. Like you knew there was still something more out there for you. There still was. And the fact that you went out and found it, absolutely amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I am just honored to be on the show, to share my story, because I know there are sparkles in the story that could speak to many different people out there who are in different phases in their journey called life. And that was, like I said, that was me working at Goldman saying, where else am I going to go? Who else is going to hire me if I'm not happy? ABC. And then the next job, oh, well, I just started here. If you now resign and go on your own and then it doesn't work out, no one is going to hire you because on your resume, it will show that you were not stable, that you kept changing jobs. And all of this stops and obstacles that were created by society, and we enforced it and reinforced it, because a lot is created by society, but a lot of the entrepreneurs out there, they block the noises,
and they keep going.
Don't block the noise. They become part of the noise and they're like, oh, I'm gonna go work because this is a safe, this is the guaranteed bi-weekly or weekly paycheck that is going to pay for my bills. But little do you know that today could be your last day at work. You can go tomorrow morning and be served because we are at will. Hey, I'm sorry, we're cutting
100%, and you are replaceable like that. That's crazy.
And you're replaceable. So why would you as a person place a bet on a company that you don't even know and not place a bet on you and your own strengths, because you would never fire yourself? So let's just start there. Like,
love this.
Start with that. Like, would you fire yourself? You wouldn't fire yourself because you hire yourself every day. You wake up, you're just like, oh, you hired again. Boom, let's go. The moment you fire yourself, you're done. So if you know that you are replaceable because you're a manager at will, then might as well be a manager at will of your own life. Manage your own life. And I am not saying, guys, quit your W-2s, go wild, go crazy, sacrifice your families, and gamble your children's food for the week or the rent, and God forbid, all this is not what I am saying. But there has to be a point in your life where if you feel that you're not satisfied, that you're not fulfilled, and you feel that you were brought on earth to serve a bigger purpose, then you need to listen to that inner voice. And one thing I say over and over again that I have created, and this is my quote, is our intuition never fails us. We fail it.
So damn true. Let's listen to ourselves. Trust that. Listen to that intuition. Yeah. We need to trust it. We need to trust it. It's there for a reason. Miguel, thank you. You are absolutely incredible. Like I said earlier, you are such an inspiration. Now, I wish that our episodes were longer, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to get you back on my show.
Not the quantity, all good.
Yes, and I'm going to get you back on, but I want to make sure everyone knows where to connect with you. What is the best place?
Thank you. Yes, I am very active on social media. So if you reach out to me on LinkedIn with my name, Migena Agaray, I respond to the DMs. I am on Instagram, Migena NYC, Facebook, Migena NYC, on Twitter, X, whichever you want to call it, Migena NYC. I made it very easy for everyone. My website is askmigena.com. So that's askmigena.com. And would love to connect. And if I can be of service to anyone in your audience, happy to. I believe in the power of working together so we can go far. And I am a perfect example of that because I haven't done this
100%.
Thank you.
Love it.
For this.
Migena, thank you so much. I cannot wait for, you know, my audience to go ahead and reach out to you and everything that can come from it. I mean, you are such an inspiration. You know, this is not an easy journey for anyone. And if they can see what you've been through and gone through and created, I'm so happy that you're able to come on my platform and share that truly. So thank you again.
Thank you so much.
Group, if you're listening and enjoyed, please like and subscribe. If you're 6, 7, 8 or 9-figure entrepreneur and want to come on the show just like Migena did today to share your story, talk about something unique that you do within your business, please go to www.podcastrebels.com. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Hey, everyone. I hope you really enjoyed that episode. As always, if you want to listen to more daily interview content, make sure you subscribe. And here's 3 ways I can help you in your business for free. 1, check out my video on how we're building a pipeline that produces 30 plus prime sales calls every single week using podcast setters and a basic interview funnel. And this is actually how I was able to quit social media forever. You can go to podcastrebels.com/setters. 2, if you're a 6 or a 7-figure entrepreneur with a podcast, we actually want to interview you on one of our top 100 shows. Head to top100interview.com. And then 3, download our podcast closing formula. It shows you how to create a podcast sales team that books out your sales calendar each week using the podcast closing client attraction method. And you can go to podcastrebels.com/podcast formula. Now at podcastclosing.com, we help 6 and 7-figure entrepreneurs with podcasts create a system for predictable client acquisition without relying on paid advertising or social media by building out podcast sales teams. Now, if you want help turning your podcast into a high-ticket client acquisition machine, then book a call with our team to see how we can help. Go to podcastrebels.com/chat. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next interview.